West County put on a show Saturday at Camp Randall, crushing the lauded Michigan Wolverines in football 35-14. The Badgers appear to be a Big Ten title contender this year with an efficient and productive offense and a defense that's given up just a little over 5 points per game so far this year. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for joining me. My name is Greg Stewart, and the program is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online at WWIB.com. Badger fullback Mason Stocky, a 6'2 junior from Menominee, is with me on the show today. Mason looked like a statement game to me last Saturday against Michigan. What's your takeaway from the 21-point win?
I think the biggest takeaway is just how balanced our team is. Offensively, just how many weapons we got. We got so many options with receivers, our running backs, quarterback, tight ends. We got a lot of weapons, and as far as defense goes, they're just so balanced. You really could see that out there on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and Paul Christ, head coach, who's rolling the dice now. He looks like a riverboat gambler. Went for it several times on fourth down. One of those was on our side of the 50-yard stripe. What message, Mason, did that send to you guys about his confidence in you?
Yeah, he's got that trust in us to get that first down. And just kind of gives us the confidence to get it when you have the coach that is willing to do that. And, I guess it kind of is a statement to big part of the game to get those first downs.
Yeah. What was prep week like for you guys against Michigan?
It was very similar to any other week. We definitely got to do a little extra prep with the bye week, and we all put a lot of time into a lot of film study. And going into it, I think the game plan, we all really felt confident about it and thought we were all on the same page, so. I think our preparation, we all felt really confident going in.
Yeah, well, Badger fans, of course, are fully aware of what happened to the team last year. Really tough season. Ended well, but in between, some struggles. It looks and feels so different this year from last year's team. Why do you think that is?
I mean, definitely have a different makeup of team, I'll just say different chemistry and kind of gelling as a whole team. And I'd say that's probably the biggest difference just as a whole team wise.
Yeah, and one guy who looks like he took a giant step forward in the offseason is quarterback Jack Cohn. Talk to me about his poise this year, his leadership that he's brought to the team.
Yeah, he definitely has been outstanding this year. Can't give enough props to him. He's been lights out. He definitely he runs our offense. Definitely super confident in everything he's doing, and it really shows out there. And we all believe in him, and so we all got a lot of trust in him.
Yeah, Jack has played very well. Then you've got Superman back there, running back Jonathan Taylor. What's it like for you to block for JT?
It's definitely nice to block for him. He makes your blocks right. Even if you don't, he'll break tackles. It's really nice knowing he's back there because, he's best running back in the country right now. So it's, it's just fun to see, fun to block for him.
Yeah, while most teams, Mason, find it nearly impossible to slow him down, to stop him, one team that has, through the years, has been Northwestern, the club you're going to face this weekend at Camp Randall. They held him to just 46 yards last year. He's never run for more than 11 yards on one carry. Why do you think that is? Why do they have his number?
I would just say it was kind of just our team last year and just kind of how the season went. I kind of showed with last year, and this year I think we feel confident with our who we are and our game plan. So definitely hope to see things different than last year. So, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we've had trouble against those guys moving the ball on the ground. Hopefully things will change this year to remain undefeated. You've had a chance, I think, to probably look at film of NU by now. Give me your thoughts about a game plan against the Wildcats.
Yeah, we definitely delving into the film and definitely feel like we have a good game plan to stop what they're trying to do and to definitely attack some of the stuff we can do. So I guess that kind of we change some of our plays and maybe come up with some new ones just based on what they do.
Yeah. All right, 6'2", Wisconsin Badger fullback Mason Stocky out of Menominee. He's been a two-time all-academic at Madison with Wisconsin Badgers, and I think we'll put it on hold here, Mason. Get back to you next time on Sports and Commentary. Talk about that fullback position, which has been one of the strongest in Badger football history. And talk about your faith, how Christ has impacted your life next time with you. Is that okay?
Yep. We'll see you later.
All right. Sounds good. Mason Stocky of Menominee High School on Sports and Commentary today.